Hey, happy Friday. My name is Chris Paris. I'm Chief Investment Officer at Oak Harvest Financial Group here in Houston, Texas. Welcome to our January 29th weekly Stock Talk podcast, keeping you connected to your money. This week's podcast is titled February Downshifting, Taking Some Chips Off the Table. Now, admittingly, I started writing this podcast on Tuesday earlier in the week with the markets near all-time highs and 99% of the markets calm and uneventful. And since then, what we've seen is some wild swings since Wednesday through today for reasons we will discuss later. We've previewed this time period now for almost 6 months. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the time period in mid-first quarter 2021 post-earnings reports since pre-presidential election last year and the beginning of the fourth quarter rally that started on October 28th, 30th. The team at Oak Harvest has been discussing a normally turbulent period that would most likely start sometime in between very late January and February 3rd next week and lasting through most of February, possibly into mid to late March during the first quarter dead zone. A number of reasons we've seen that this is most likely time for some decent seesawing and increased volatility. Let me name a few. The calendar has flipped to a new year, and had you been lucky or skilled enough to buy the COVID-19 bottom in mid-March late last year, you are now approaching a one-year holding period, which is an incentive by way of long-term capital gains rates to finally start taking some profits if you're an investor rather than a short-term trader. Number two, fundamentally, I see evidence of double ordering throughout many supply chains as many customers are loath to miss a sale. So what do? They place multiple orders throughout their supply chain, hoping that each order is partially filled. This is particularly likely going on and of note throughout the semiconductor supply chain. As you recall, President Trump's administration had imposed numerous constraints on both the timing and quantity that many semiconductor companies here in America could sell to a very few large Chinese technology companies that are considered to have military ties. It's safe to say that many of these Chinese companies then just either double or triple ordered in advance of those deadlines or went on to other foreign suppliers and booked up all their excess capacity for the second half of 2020 and the first half of 2021, leaving most other buyers scrambling for supply as the Christmas electronics builds happened and strong forecasts for 2021 were being built. This kind of a supply chain issue does not just affect one industry. It causes ripples through entire industries that usually last a few months, if not a quarter or two. How do you build a car or a truck if you can't get certain semiconductor sensors that are required by law? How do you build a personal computer if the leading technology chips from Taiwan Semiconductor are already spoken for or backordered? How do you build as many houses as you projected if the price of lumber has doubled or tripled, as it has the last 9 months, and its supply is being limited by ongoing trade disputes? This is what you do. What you do is you go to Intel, whose technology is 2 to 3 years behind schedule, and say, hey, give me whatever you got. You have what works, and you build a PC that has less power or slower speeds, and you ship it, and you sell it to, say, Costco or Best Buy, because consumers are satisfied short-term buying a PC that they can find on the shelf. You have your contractor go to Home Depot, and he or she buys grade B pickets with knots in them to build your new fence because you tore down the old one. There is no fence between you and your neighbors, and all the top grade materials aren't available. So what do? We recently took some action after what we thought was an excessively fast rally the last 2 weeks of January to trim back a few of the longer-term semiconductor and semi-equipment names because of valuation and double ordering concerns. Now, listeners, we love these companies long-term. Don't get me wrong. Semiconductors are this generation's plastics, and the fundamentals have obviously been great for the past year. However, when confronted with the question of where do you want to invest your next dollar? Well, we are trolling other areas now for the second quarter of 2021 through year-end. The third area of short-term concern is J&J, Johnson & Johnson, is supposed to be out with their detailed vaccine news this weekend. In the last 2 weekends that we had positive vaccine news, well, the next Monday and Tuesday, they were up big in the markets, but they also ended up being short-term tops in the market. And the final area of my concern short-term is I expect a lot of bickering out of Washington, D.C. during February and March over the ultimate size of the next fiscal stimulus package. There could be a lot of people out there who are short-term disappointed, and so they shorten their time horizon and they sell some stocks, or they just step back and don't buy anymore. We will take any weakness during this time period to become more aggressive once again. What's our investment team seeing? Well, like most every other investor watching the markets daily, and by the way, you shouldn't be watching the markets daily, we have been seeing the massive ramp and exponential moves in many highly shorted stocks such as GameStop, AMC, BlackBerry, and more common names to many Houstonians, Dillard's Department Store. It isn't unprecedented to those who watched this cycle the last 12 years or who lived through the 1990s. The names have changed. Have you forgotten the iOmegans in the 1990s or the Pets.com crowd in the late 1990s? I haven't. All that has changed is that the technology these short-term traders are using is different. It isn't Yahoo Finance. It isn't the Motley Fool or the Street.com like it was when the internet first was a vehicle for investing in the 1990s. Come on, listeners, you have to remember the 1990s in the financial markets. Go Google, and I quote, go Google this, TD Ameritrade, YouTube, Let's Light This Candle commercial. And go back and reminisce of the early internet days when baby boomers were driving both the economy and the stock markets. Well, nowadays, at least since around 2015 or 16, it's millennials and Gen Z driving both the stock markets and the economy. And their communities of choice are now the Reddit's Wall Street Bets and Twitter instead of CNBC interviews or a hedge fund invite-only dinner. The only difference between what they are doing and what many of us were doing back in the 1990s trading-wise is technology and cost. When Charles Schwab introduced fixed fee commissions, it was groundbreaking, and it drove a generation of new investors, since it only cost $9 to $10 per trade. In this decade, well, in 2013, it was Robinhood introducing commission-free trading a few years ago. And what did they do? In 2019, they forced the likes of Schwab and E-Trade and Fidelity to follow suit and give away trading for free. Well, our indicator, it continues to say, be increasingly cautious and go slower in initiating new capital into higher risk, more volatile stocks right into the month end of January and the first days of February. And that's where we are. Listeners, we haven't changed our outlook and our strategy for months. Why? Because contrary to the headlines, we have yet to see anything really abnormal this cycle. These air pockets that almost always come at least once a year, even in bull markets, are the real opportunities that we get excited about. Those are the periods when we see volatility that has spiked over multiple weeks. As people who are late selling are really panicking, that's when volatility is peaking. The data hasn't changed. All the data continues to line up with our team messaging since we wrote our second half 2020 outlook, which was published mid last year, as well as our recently published first half 2021 outlook. That message was fourth quarter 2020 through early 2021 would show accelerating stock returns with the market making and sustaining material new all-time highs in January, showing what could be an exponential move up to a short-term peak near month end or early February. Fast forward 4 weeks from there, and we should be looking at more attractive valuations. Fast forward another 4 weeks, and we should be looking at the clouds clearing for the rest of the year and volatility plummeting to levels fewer predicting. In a nutshell, that's our plan. We're in a bull market, one that has many stocks going too far, too fast. We released our first half 2021 outlook a few weeks ago by way of a podcast. It's posted on our website. Go to www.ocarvisfg.com. Check it out. Next week, I'll preview some of the areas we are looking for opportunities post first quarter recovery. We're looking for companies that are good long-term secular growers, but have been hit by an air pocket caused by COVID. And in the meantime, they're having increased pent-up demand that should come back to the market in the second quarter of 2021 through 2022. At Oak Harvest, we are comprehensive long-term financial planners. What this means is that as our client, you and your financial advisor should have a financial plan that is independent of the volatility of the stock markets. Give us a call at 281-822-1350. We are here to help you on your financial journey through life. Many blessings. Stay safe. May God bless you and your families. And God bless America. We are stronger together than we are divided.
All content contained within Oak Harvest Podcast expresses the views of the speaker and is for informational purposes only. It is based on information believed to be reliable when created, but any cited data, indicators, statistics, or other sources are not guaranteed. The views and opinions expressed herein may change without notice. Strategies and ideas discussed may not be right for you, and nothing in this podcast should be considered as personalized investment, tax or legal advice, or an offer or solicitation to buy or sell securities. Indexes such as the S&P 500 are not available for direct investment, and your investment results may differ when compared to an index. Specific portfolio actions or strategies discussed will not apply to all client portfolios. Investing involves the risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results.